Yesterday, SU President Harry Copson announced that there will be a significant change to the way Week 1 operates this September. SU Activities Officer Joe Cornes explains how Week 1 will now work.
Basically, we've come up with a committee structure that we think improves the amount of students that are going to be involved in the welcome. It's centred around the roles that we think are really, really paramount to the importance of the programme. So what students will realise when they look over it is there are some changes to what was the old existing Week 1 structure. But it's essentially looking at having the reps change to the roles of mentors, having more of them in halls, which makes sure that more students are able to be represented and the mentors aren't as overworked as they would have been in the old Week 1 rep system. And then the structure of the welcome committee, we'll call it at the moment, is largely defined around the things that we believe are important that students run in terms of the week. So we have a coordinating position, we have a mentor coordinator, we have evening activity, we have a welfare coordinator, which in the past has been neglected. There are still some existing positions, such as nighttime. And I would say for any student, check out the blog to get the full kind of image on that one, because it's really, really important that everyone understands it.
Joe also explained how this decision was reached.
Well, there's been absolutely loads. It's been shaped with the old Week 1 exec. They've helped us come up with this. We did a survey in the following weeks after Week 1 to make sure that we actually kind of opened the doors on the welcome programme and got any student to kind of comment on saying what a welcome should be to them and what in the past has been neglected. So we're confident that we've drawn it up from the right source of all the students having their say about what they want to see, and actually shaped it with the experience of the previous Week 1 exec and other various SU officers and people with experience around the union.
We went out into the Portland building and spoke to students on campus about what they thought of the changes.
I was a Week 1 when I was in second year, and I honestly thought, to be honest, the type of people that got chosen to be reps just kind of propagated the whole cliqueiness of university and how it can often marginalise people. I mean, it was amazing fun at the same time to do it, and for me, I kind of acknowledged that and tried to include more people, but I suppose maybe doing it this way will increase participation. But still, I can't believe they're I hope there's still a Week 1 after party.
Well, I think the mentor idea, it's really good, and I think it will work out better, because during Freshers Week, kind of the freshers, I just feel that they don't get enough like moral support or like just support to be who they are. Kind of, they feel like they're always under that pressure, they kind of have to meet certain expectations, and I kind of feel like the course reps that are being selected through like the, I feel like they choose like based only on like if they're like party crazy people rather than what else they can offer. So I think the mentoring scheme will be really nice, because then they can just put like more time into like, you know, moral values and stuff like that. So I think that'll work out better, because yeah, the party is important because that's like first week, but then also I think you should have people that be ready to give other type of support as well.
I think there are, I think it's a poor change due to the fact that Week 1 reps offer freshers the ability to like really understand what is going on and stuff like that, and like enable them to enjoy themselves a lot better, I think, whereas mentors would take away from like the party aspect of Week 1, which was what everybody enjoyed.
I don't really understand the position of the mentors, but I think the Week 1 reps were very helpful for us when we were first starting out. It is a shame that there were certain things which people found offensive.
It's much better, because ours were just sort of, let's get you as drunk as possible, and they were kind of rude to us. Yeah. Do you remember that guy? And he kept yelling at us. We were like, we're first years, we're scared.
It was just basically like who could do the most disgusting thing, and then you'd get in. Yeah. It was really weird.
But then there were some good ones, so as long as it's by the good ones who looked after you and stuff, that would be a lot better.
I think the thing is as well, you do need them to be like, that'll come up to you and talk to you and stuff, so they need to have that aspect.
The union has made it clear that they are not only aiming to change the representative structure, but also the range of events which are covered. SU Equal Opportunities and Welfare Officer Chloe Averill explained how these changes will work.
So originally we had a nighttime sort of event coordinator, which was on campus, and then one that was off campus, and then we had two Action Logistics guys who basically organise the buses and everything like that. So we've taken out Action and Logistics because we don't think that's core to the Week One programme, and we think that can be done sort of by the staff here. And we have two nighttime coordinators, one early evening coordinator and one daytime coordinator. If it's on campus or off campus, if it's an alcoholic event or non-alcoholic event, they're not separated, they're not seen as completely distinct things. We just have one coordinator that organises the whole thing.
The SU are seeking to get more people involved with Week One, and Chloe then told us why it should be open to everyone.
Just because it's a chance to be a mentor for somebody else who's just coming into the union, and they might be a little bit nervous, might be a little bit stressed, and it's just a really good way to look after people coming into the university. It's a good way to be engaged in the union. You can then progress to other roles once you're engaged, and it's just a really good thing to do.
New SU President Anne Harrod-Smith sent us this statement earlier today.
I am thrilled about the changes that have been made to the Week One programme. The new model offers an exciting opportunity to all students. I strongly believe that it will be successful in delivering a fully inclusive arrival for all students. The programme has been designed to ensure that all students will have enough activities, entertainment, and most importantly, support to enable them to have the best start to their university career. The introduction of an inclusivity coordinator is perhaps the greatest improvement made to the programme. In previous years, Living Out students, Derby students and postgrads have been overlooked, but hopefully now they will truly feel a part of the university and the union. Its title now, as a welcome programme instead of Week One, allows for fluidity and movement, opening the doors for an extended welcome week which encompasses all students. I am looking forward to seeing this programme come to fruition and watching it grow, and I cannot wait to get started.
To find out more about the Week One changes, then visit our blog at urn1350.net.
This is URN The Pulse.